Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Got a chance to visit Kentucky State University's research farm in Franklin County a few days back as they presented their aquaculture field day. I talked with one of their extension specialists, Forrest Wynn, based in Graves County, on the scope of their effort.
Well, it's pretty broad. We concentrated on any number of finfish species, crustaceans, shellfish, that sort of thing. So we've looked at a number of different environments, habitats, culture methods, and species as well. So it's been a pretty broad-based effort probably since the 1980s.
Working towards something that's doable and profitable.
It's obviously got to function biologically and economically as well. So we've got kind of a mid-country climate here, and we're trying to take some of the technologies, some of the species that are raised in the southern states, for instance, and try to get it to work here in a more Midwestern, you know, temperate climate.
They work with some exotic species and some supporting existing ventures.
We have a fairly large fee fishing industry in the state compared to states that surround us. We have promising species such as catfish and largemouth bass and paddlefish, some of these other species that we've worked with over the years, even some interest in freshwater shrimp and some other things.
Including red claw crayfish. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals, from commercial farmers to rural homeowners. We're committed to ensuring that our customers succeed, because at Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Find the financing that's right for you. Visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Kentucky State University aquaculture specialist Forrest Wynn with more on their research with crustaceans, which may hold special interest for aquarium hobbyists who are also UK sports fans.
The freshwater shrimp, the red claw, two animals that we're looking at, the red claw both for food and for ornamental purposes. It's a very attractive animal and it may have some promise for the aquarium trade as well.
With the exception of the red claw, its body is wildcat blue. I think there's promise. And for farmer entrepreneurs, there's a lot of promise in the work done by KSU.
Well, we've been at it for decades now, and we're a good information source. There are classes here taught at the undergraduate and the graduate level. We have a website. We have a lot of information here. We've got dozens of professionals here at all levels working out in the field and in research. This is an information hub, and we try to get people the best up-to-date information we can. Unbiased information on what we're doing.
That website is ksuaquaculture.org. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.